I will let Daniel know that that y'all are going to fill that void.
I have a question
for me.
Yes, for you.
Okay.
Where's your accent from?
Where's my accent from?
Yes. Where do you hail?
I grew up in Atlanta, and I've lived in Charleston for
there we go
40 years.
No, South Cackalacky.
South Cackalacky.
Is it? Do I have an accent?
Not at all, honey. Not at all. Okay. I think it's kind of sexy.
It's very sexy.
I like it. I want something sexy up my voice.
You can hear it. You can hear it 5 fucking days a week for 20 minutes a day.
10 minutes if you do a double speed.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay. I think it's kind of sexy.
It's very sexy.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1424 of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th of July, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we've got more voice letters, and we're heading back to Spot and Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Slurpees. Beh, Randy Volga. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Big Fatty's got a big surprise for you today. Beh, Randy, we love surprises. And but we're gonna save the surprise towards the end of the little show. Y'all, as you may have guessed, it is 7-Eleven. Big Fatty, is that why we're Slurpees? It is. So, anyway, y'all, it only happens once a year, the 7-Eleven. Yes, Big Fatty, how convenient. So, y'all, I gotta tell you something. I was watching the Twitty, and that Peter G, you know, he's out there in the Bay Area, so nice to name it twice. He sent me a picture, and y'all, I'm not gonna share it with you yet. Y'all, it's gonna be a picture, for when we have exitings of the birth canal. Beh, Freddy, I saw it, and it's vulgar. So what is this? Miss Bacon has just sent me two e-letters. One of them, what does this say? Don't mind me while I go to spotting Big Fatty from here. Big Fatty. And then she says, hey, you are the gateway to my entertainment. After I'm done there, I'm going to go harass Toppy. Big Fatty, just what Toppy needs. Poor thing lives in a chicken coop. Well, Miss Bacon, you enjoy being entertained here at the BFO. And since she brought it up, y'all, I think we ought to go over to spotting Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all. Now, yeah, we started yesterday talking about the bag of my nuts that was spotted by that Mock in Calendar. By the way, y'all, he's changed his name to Musing Mock, but he'll always be Mock in Calendar to Big Fatty. And it says, like Brad Pitt, Keanu Reeves, and countless other American celebrities before him, Bergwater has sold his likeness to a Japanese manufacturer. The Happy Life Snack Food Company, based in Tokyo, reportedly paid the Fat One $256.27 to put his likeness on the packages of My Nuts Snack Food. The Fat One reportedly donated the money to Pride 48. Love Lovely, it indeed. And y'all, it's Volga. And y'all, speaking of Volga, Miss Beaver's second cousin twice removed that Michael in Stuttgart spotted Big Fatty. It was Big Fatty was asked by his northern Mexican gentleman callers to wax his beaver.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, farts. I am three blocks from a stoplight away from the tattoo place. And I'm getting a little ink done, or whatever they call it. I might be calling, and if you get a call followed by this one or maybe a coherent one in between, and it's just screaming or whimpering, whining, a terrorized person, that'd just be me. So anyway, this is a ridiculous parking lot. Seriously, where am I supposed to park my rig? Ugh. All right. Well, I wouldn't be nervous, but Pat made me nervous. So, talk to you later.
Gussie, y'all, that's Miss Bacon, and y'all, did she say if I get a call from her that is incoherent? I mean, it's just a matter of when will the next one be. So, and Miss Bacon evidently was getting a tattoo, y'all. And, y'all, she's evidently a trucker now because she's got a tattoo and she's driving a rig. And so I don't know. The next thing you know, she'll be working the rest of me. That's vulgar. But anyway, and speaking of incoherent calls from Miss Bacon.
Oh, my God. Okay, this one's for Guru and Hat. Oh my God, the one on my leg is killer. The one on my wrist, oh, it's just a piece of cake. A walk in the park or something like that. But anyway, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Evidently, she got more. She got two tattoos. Two tattoo. Big pretty. Two tattoo. But y'all, you know, she says this is for Guru Nudie. You know, he's down there in Tampa. You know, he was the 1700th caller to the BFO, and I still hadn't sent him a prize yet. I'm as bad as that Seda 69 not sending out the spunk lube. I cut it out, but there was about 10 seconds of just pure silence. There was nothing to be heard. So I don't know. Maybe she was trying to silence Guru Nudie and the crazy Mexican had him. But y'all, evidently. Miss Bacon's tattoos have gone viral because y'all, they're the talk of the town. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader, and I'm calling the Big Fatty BFO Intervention Hotline. It appears that one of your fans who, you know, I'm not calling any names, but she's batshit crazy and from South Dakota, has gotten my initials, LHV, tattooed on her body. So I don't know how to handle that, so I was hoping that the BFO hotline, intervention hotline, could help. And also, don't forget the skull update. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that is old Vader. That's Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-R.
And y'all, thank goodness we got those first two calls, because y'all, I wouldn't have known who he was talking about, who got a tattoo. But evidently it is Miss Bacon. And dear Gussie, Veda, I guess you're betrothed. And y'all, the other thing that old Veda mentioned in there was for me to remind you, because y'all, I've forgotten about the skull update. and y'all, I have a good reason for forgetting the skull update. Number one, you always want to forget about the skull. Number two, I say, chew, I was in Canada. But y'all, the day before Big Fatty left for Canada on that Friday, that was the, I think, the 28th of June. Y'all, it was just Veda and I in the office, and we were sitting there chitter-chatting, and all of a sudden the phone rang. He says, "I'm not answering that." I said, "Oh, just answer it. It can't be anything bad." And y'all, he answers it, "Coal mine!" And the next thing out of his mouth was, "Oh, hi, Skull. How are you?" And y'all, I immediately pulled out the iPhone and started playing the Skull update. Yes, Big Freddy!
Big Fatty, it's George. I'm on the balcony. Okay, not really. Just chuck the...
Buddy, enough of you Americans. Big Fatty! I can't believe it. Oh my goodness, something. The balcony's speaking. 400 miles or something. I don't know why it said that, because we're on the balcony. Can you hear the wind? There's no fire engines today because George has stopped throwing glasses off the balcony. Anyway, Big Fatty, thought I'd call you because I'm in crazy America for my second last day. Okay, goodbye. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I got it. Y'all, that is George in Atlanta and the little Aussie battle. Y'all, that's Scotty. Y'all, believe it or not, I think George's plans had changed. He had planned to be up visiting his family up in Virginia. But y'all, plans changed, and he was originally going to just, on his way back to Atlanta from Virginia, he was going to stop in Boone, North Kakalaki, and pick up Scotty and bring him down. Well, y'all, George didn't go to Virginia, so from what I understand, on Wednesday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, he got in his brand new car and drove up to Boone, North Carolina, and picked up Scotty, and then drove immediately back to Atlanta so they could all go to the big supper later on tonight. But y'all, on their way back to Atlanta, Scotty called again.
Yeehaw! I'm in South Kakalaki. Big Fatty, I'm looking out the window of George's much nicer, much newer car than yours. And I cannot see you anywhere, but we're in South Kakalaki. Can I just say that the roads suddenly took a massive dive in quality? But anyway, I guess there's too much money going on methane gas extraction coming from your big farts. Anyway, we're going to keep looking out the window, and I hope to see you. This is Scotty. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, Scotty, it sounds to me like you were very excited to be in South Kakalaki, but it sounds like you were terribly disappointed that you did not see a burger in South Kakalaki. Of course, y'all, the portion of the state that he was riding through was 4 hours away from Charleston. But y'all, it wouldn't really have mattered if I had been standing on the side of the road in South Kakalaki as they drove by. He still wouldn't have seen me, because y'all, here's the big surprise. I'm in Atlanta. And y'all, this has been a big secret. Only George and I have known about this, and we've kept it from Scotty and all the other podcasters in the Atlanta area. But y'all, I left Charleston Tuesday, and y'all, I went to the Horror Hotel on Tuesday night. I know this comes as a huge surprise to many of you, but y'all went out and had a lovely dinner with the owners of the Horror Hotel, and oh dear Gussie. Oh Lord, that's the hats. Big Freddy, decline it. I didn't tell the hats I'm over here either. But I went over there, had a lovely dinner, got up on a Wednesday morning, and came on over here and checked into the hotel. And y'all, then I've just been a hoe. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, I've just been a Big Freddy. And y'all, I probably should play the Gentleman Caller music. In fact, if I did, they'd probably make that had him touch himself. Big Freddy, play it. But anyway, so I've just been hanging out. I've been looking at the tweets from George and Scotty. They evidently went to the World of Coca-Cola and all that kind of stuff and just, you know, did some touristy things. But y'all, I know George has got to be dead tired because, y'all, there's a 5-hour drive each way. And anyway, so they're all gathering at the Colonnade, which is not a digestive supplement. The Colonnade is what that is. But the Colonnade is the Gays and the Grays. And, y'all, they are meeting over there in a half hour. And George is going to send me a testimonium. I'm going to be lurking in the parking lot. Big Freddy, you do that well. And when I get the testimonium, then I'm going to... he's telling everybody that a couple of his friends are going to be joining them, and they just, you know, everybody will be seated, and there'll be two open seats. And then, anyway, Big Fatty is, once I get the testimonial, he's going to say, you know, oh, let me find out where they are. So anyway, the testimonium will come, and Big Fatty will walk into the Colonnade, and y'all, and then it's not that I'm surprising just Scotty. I'm surprising all of the podcasters, of course, except for George. But y'all, we've had this plan for months, and y'all, it's been very difficult for me to not slip up. So anyway, you know, I was talking on yesterday's little show about it being crema, and y'all, and I just want to say that, and this is Big Fatty's wise wisdom, okay? The wise old Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, by the way, if you happen to spot a Big Fatty tattoo, you know, perhaps Miss Bacon got a Big Fatty tattoo. So if you find that, send it on a oh. Y'all, that's my breath, because that was so long ago. I hadn't eaten in 12 hours. I'm hungry. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, surprises. Y'all, nowadays it is so difficult to surprise someone. So I don't think Scotty is going to have any idea, and I don't think any of the other podcasters are going to have any idea either. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you that if we pull this off, George and I are going to be just as excited to be able to pull it off as hopefully they will be when Big Fatty walks into the Colonnade. But anyway, y'all, I'm excited, and it, you know, I'm just half hour away, and you know, I've got to put on some underpants and get dressed and get on over there because they're going to be there at 7:30, and it's 7 p.m. in the evening as I'm recording this. So anyway, and y'all, if things work out, hopefully I'll have Scotty on the Gays for Tamari's a little show. But y'all, I'm not going to promise anything because I've been told that after supper we may be going to Cock-a-doodle-doos for some vulgar stripper bar dancing and stuff like that. And then maybe an adult beverage. You know, that's the Devil's Drop in Scotty's book. Y'all, speaking of the Devil's Drop, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Pod Cubs, and y'all, Big Fatty was on one of their little shows right before Pride 48, and they helped us. In fact, they helped us fill Scotty's slot. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, because Scotty had... Oh, dear gussie, because Scotty had to pull out to go to take care of some family matters. So the Pod Cubs filled in there, and that's what that whole story was about. But y'all, that was Romo. He'll be at the supper, and you know he's one of those black fellas, and I bet you Scotty will be sitting by him. But. that was Dave, Mr. Michigan Leather, and Baloo, and Skeeter, and y'all, I believe that Skeeter may have maybe doing some inappropriate touching when he listens to this little show. Why is that, Skeeter?
I think it's kind of sexy.
It's very sexy.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I feel sexy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.